This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Good morning, Sanskritian. Good morning, dear Wazza FM listeners. The Ministry of Health and Welfare recorded 659 cases of gastroenteritis between November 20th and 26th. While the number of cases was down the previous week, it is now showing a slight upward trend. According to Dr. Fazil Kudabakus, this situation is due to the heat that has persisted over the last few days. High temperatures provide favorable conditions for viruses and bacteria to grow, he says. Gastroenteritis generally manifests itself as abdominal pain, fever, diarrhea, and vomiting. In the event of symptoms of the disease, it is advisable to see a doctor immediately. To politics. In a recent parliamentary session, a question related to Prakash Mantrowa resulted in the expulsion of Rajesh Bhagwan from the National Assembly. Despite being a MOV MP, Bhagwan was denied the opportunity by the Speaker to pose an additional question to Minister Julie Jungar. Following this, Bhagwan clearly upset called Suruchdev Fakir as biased. The Speaker then requested an apology, which Bhagwan adamantly refused. Subsequently, the Speaker issued the expulsion order. On another page, the local economy recorded considerable growth in the second quarter of 2023. Inflation was expected to reach 4% by the end of 2024. These forecasts from the Bank of Mauritius were communicated by the bank's governor, Avish Sigulam, at a press conference yesterday. Several positive points were put forward by the Bank of Mauritius governor on this occasion: the improvement in the labor market, the fall in the unemployment rate, and a return to normal in the tourism sector. Avish Sigulam announced yesterday that the key rate would be maintained at 4.5%. Towards significant development, the Rajiv Gandhi Science Center is launching the inaugural STEM Excellence Award. This prestigious award aims to celebrate and recognize champions and role models who have contributed to STEM advocacy in the Republic of Mauritius. Whether they are individuals, government institutions, NGOs, clubs, associations, or private companies, if they have demonstrated leadership and undertaken remarkable initiatives to promote or apply science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, then they are cordially invited to participate. Only projects and initiatives implemented between January 2022 and December 2023 will be considered for this first edition. To know more about the eligibility period and the STEM Excellence Award, you can visit their website rgsc.govmu.org. In other news, 286, this is the quantity of cannabis seized by members of the anti-drug and smuggling unit in Cluny yesterday. This major seizure was carried out in collaboration with members of the police helicopter squadron. The plants, measuring between 1 meter and 2 meters in height, have a street value of 1 million rupees. Although the operation was a success, no arrests were made. In international news, Hamas and Israel released more hostages and prisoners on the terms of a fragile ceasefire that held for a fifth day on Tuesday as international mediators in Qatar worked to extend the truce. The Israeli military confirmed on Tuesday evening that 12 more hostages had been released by Hamas. The Prime Minister's office said that Israel has approved the inclusion of 50 female Palestinians in the list of prisoners slated for release if the Israeli hostages are freed. The United States urged Israel to better protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza if it follows through on its promise to resume the war. Cheers and jubilation erupted as rescuers in India on Tuesday brought out 41 construction workers who were trapped in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas for 17 days, hours after drilling through the debris of rock, concrete, and earth to reach them. The tunnel is part of the $1.5 billion Char Dham Highway, one of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's most ambitious projects aimed at connecting four Hindu pilgrimage sites through an 890-kilometer network of roads. Authorities have not said what caused the cave-in, but the region is prone to landslides, earthquakes, and floods. This is the end of your news bulletin. Thank you all for your attention. Trishti Gulari for Wazza FM.